Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Well, Mondays mean it's Hawk Topics because our friend Steve Hawk is here. Hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Welcome back.
Welcome to me. Hi, guys.
You look very well rested.
I had a week off. I look great. Give me a day. I'll look like my normal grumpy self here soon.
Oh, wow.
It was your staycation where you were planning to get all the things done around your house.
Yeah.
What was the best thing that you got done? Where when it was done, there was a sigh of relief.
The garden's done.
Okay. Put away for the winter.
Put away for the winter. So we got everything taken out, everything taken down, everything, you know, mulched back in.
Do you till it?
Covered up with by hand because it's a raised garden bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's city gardening. Got it all blended,
Wow. Covered,
ready to go. Bring on the snow.
Perfect.
You and I have a mutual friend, I won't name him, Seth, who said it's going to snow on the 12th.
12th of November, a huge amount of snow, right?
Yeah, did he tell that to you also?
He predicted that to someone. Was that to you, Jay?
I paid no attention.
Yeah, he did because he professed it to me.
Jeez.
He and I were hanging out. We're talking about snow coming, and he says it's coming on the 12th.
No way.
I said, how do you know? You can't just say the 12th. Who are you?
Yeah.
And he said, it's Farmer's Almanac stuff. And I said, okay.
Yeah. He's a believer, obviously. Yeah. All right.
And didn't he say like plus or minus 2 days?
Yes, he did. Exactly what he said. Because I said, you can't do it. Oh, give me 2 days on either side. Okay, yeah. I will.
Okay. All right.
So that's next week. I've looked at the forecast. Seth.
Doesn't look good, Seth.
Boy, if he's right, though, that's the funny thing. You make a bold prediction like that and you're wrong. No one, it's not like anybody holds you to anything.
I will. I told him I would do that, too.
Yeah,
this was a month ago. I wrote it down on my calendar a month ago.
So you're literally going to hunt him down at that point and say, you were wrong. You owe me $1 million.
I'm going to hunt him down, but then we'll see what happens.
Right,
after.
On our show, we've kind of made it, if you make predictions, that's fine, but there has to be consequences.
Yeah, you got
to
pay off something.
If you're wrong.
But that's why I didn't want to call him out by name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I did.
I'm glad you didn't mention anything about Seth then. That seemed to work pretty well. Yeah.
I got everything ready in the yard.
Good
everything
for you.
For the most part, I think is done. Here's what happened though. I cut the grass short.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the week, thinking, okay, I'm going to beat the rains that are coming later.
Right.
And I cut it short. And I don't know what happened. It decided to grow a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It needs to be mowed again.
Yeah, it is weird. I know my neighbor was, I ran the lawnmower multiple times over the weekend just because I used it to pick up leaves.
Yep.
But it's also actually coarse cutting the grass because it's long. So, I mean, I did it quite a bit. And then it didn't seem weird because I was also picking up leaves.
Yep.
But then when I saw the neighbor just mowing where there were no leaves and it's November, I thought, well, now it does seem weird.
I like to get it real short.
I just don't like it when it looks, otherwise it looks so nasty then come spring otherwise.
Yep.
No, I'm kind of with you.
Well, it just sounds weird, mowing in November.
It does. Well, how about this? I'm emptying the gas tank in the lawnmower.
There it is.
Bingo.
Winterizing.
I don't need as much stabilizer.
Right, there you go. Well, good to have you back. I'm glad you had a productive, I guess, week.
Yeah,
right?
I did. I did a lot of sitting around and watching TV and staying up late, too.
Did you binge watch anything fun?
No.
Can't remember.
I can't remember.
I do that all the time. Oh, I saw this great show.
It starts with a G. I can't remember the name of it. It's on Prime. It's old. It has Billy Bob Thornton in it. Somebody turned me on to it. Oh, you got to look this up. It's like The Guardian or The Gangster. It's a one-word thing that starts with a G, and I can't think of it right now.
Okay,
and I thought it was new. I looked into it. It's on Prime, only 3 seasons, and it's old.
And it's not new.
No. And so
and
I started
Billy
binging
Bob.
Goliath.
There you go.
Yeah. Glad we could be here to help.
It's pretty good. I thought it would be dumb. The first couple of episodes were like, this is going to take some work. And then I really got into it.
Okay.
Just so you know, I knew that off the top of my head after I researched it.
Okay. That's why you're the smart one in the room.
Yeah.
That's why Jay's in charge.
Yay!
Steve, have you bought anything weather-related now that you're like, oh, it's coming. I got to get new gloves or boots or shoes or socks or a shovel.
No, not yet. I think it's all carried over from last year. I haven't needed it.
You have no need for anything cold weather-related.
Not yet.
By the 12th.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I haven't. I have not thought. I was going to do the changeover on my tires last week while I was out.
Studs, you mean?
Not studs, but put on my snow tires. Just change over my tires. I do it myself.
Oh, whoa. That's a humble brag.
Yeah.
Flex.
But I never got around to it.
Oh, man.
And I was thinking about that whole 12th. It's coming on the 12th. You got to get these done by the 12th. And then I
air
looked at the
tools?
Forecast.
I want to know Steve Hawks.
No.
Oh, muscles?
Floor jack and muscles.
Let's go. Wow. Boy. You should bring producer Steve over to your house and just show
him. You want to come over? You could be in charge of the floor, Jack.
I'll be in charge of the popcorn.
That would be a fun experience for producer Steve, yeah, I
come
think.
On over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
But you live all the way.
Yeah,
the
way.
Well, you wouldn't want to do that. Please. Yeah. See, it acts like you're 1,000 miles from here.
Yeah, I got a business meeting I got to go to. Yeah. It's the whole thing.
It's not like you got to show a passport to get to Hawk's house.
Not quite.
Not quite yet.
I mean, close, but... Well, that's I did the thing over the weekend where, for some reason, I bought into these... This wool sock thing where I was like, oh, it's so great. And it's, you know, it's supposed to be obviously comfortable. And if you have sweaty feet, it's not a thing because it's wool and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah. I bought some.
I have some.
Yeah.
I love them.
Really?
I do.
So you swear by them?
I do.
And are they like super thick or are they thin? Because I bought the thinner ones because I don't want them to like, you know, I don't want to be super thick.
No,
in my
they're
shoes.
Not like, oh, are those slippers? No, they're not. I didn't they're buy, not they're that not that thick. Thick.
Okay, yeah.
But they are thicker than the normal socks,
sure,
of course.
Yeah.
But, and yeah, I love them. I wear them on my morning walks. I wear them when I work out in the yard in the winter.
All right, well.
Or fall.
You don't have them yet, Jay?
No, I saw an ad for it. Next thing you know.
You'll love them.
It says, you can have those by tomorrow. And I'm like, well, it's going to snow next week.
Right.
So I got to get these.
You will love them.
Okay.
They always form fit. You wash them and they shrink up a little bit and then they form fit again. I love them.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Ooh. I'm very happy with my purchase now.
Yes, you are.
You want to hang around for a round two coming up? All right, we'll do that next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So, like, if I want to go there now because he's a listener, do I just look up Dr. Dan in the phone book?
I'm sure you could.
Kevin James.
Let me get off the phone book I'm standing on.
Yeah, Jay, I don't know why I just said phone book.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk is here for a round two brought to you by Avista, and it is Hawk Topics. Kevin, over to you, my friend.
I wanted to ask you this one.
All right.
When you, let's say you're doing the dishes, Steve Hawk, and you pull a glass out of the dishwasher, and you go to put it in the cupboard, are you putting it rim down or rim up?
I always went rim down.
Okay.
My wife changed it to rim up. So when I met her and we started doing things together, it changed.
Okay.
And do you know why she likes it rim up?
Sure. Yeah. She doesn't like to put the rim down on the dirty...
On whatever's in the cabinet.
Yep.
So it's better to have it this way so that the dirt and the bugs can get in the
glass. What I said to her. And she said, how much dirt and bugs do we have in the cupboard?
And you said, how much dirt and bugs are on the cabinet?
Right. I said, well, none, really. That's why I don't have a problem putting it upside down. And didn't we put some super sticky cloth or something on
there? Yeah, contact paper or whatever they call that.
Yeah, sticky cloth. I don't know.
I've always super sticky.
So I don't know. You know, and then it was just like, I don't care enough to continue this
absolutely.
Conversation.
And that's
bye.
The way I would
be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I've always been a rim down guy, and... Yeah. My son has a girlfriend that does dishes and stuff at our house, and she'll put stuff away. And I noticed she was a rim up, and I was like, And I wanted to tell her she was wrong.
Right.
And then
but you would be
I
wrong
started looking,
that.
And then I realized, people really do
Let me ask you something
feel
real quick.
Differently about
Did you ever work in a restaurant?
No, I never did.
Okay. Well, then that blows that theory.
Rim down.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was it because I've worked in plenty of restaurants.
Yeah.
And you just always put them down.
Yeah. Whenever we would carry the glasses, they were in that thing that went into the big giant dishwasher.
Yep.
Always rim down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is how we wash them too. So maybe that's the only time they're supposed to be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah. But you have the right approach. Whereas if your spouse or whatever your significant other thinks that it's that important, you go, yeah, don't care.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
other stuff
you don't care?
To do.
No, I mean, I care, but not as much as you.
I hate that.
Bye.
I don't care. You don't care. No, actually, I don't. Now that I think about it. I don't know. So I know where they are when it's time.
Yes. How are you?
How is your glasses, dishes, bowls scenario?
What do you
all
mean?
All matching, all in good shape. All
No. I mean, I guess the glassware is
ceramic,
matching.
All no plastic. What do you got?
It's the coffee mugs that are super all over the place because I ask for them and I used to collect them and I used to, you know, like, hey, I collect coffee mugs. And then somebody would go to Mount Rushmore and all of a sudden I've got this Mount Rushmore coffee mug, which means nothing to me because I didn't
go. You weren't there. So, whatever.
But then you do feel like you can't throw it away, right? And so then you put it in the cupboard and you just have so many coffee
I have cups. A hodgepodge of those. They take up like two shelves worth of just garbage cups. And then we have glassware that all matches.
Okay, that's impressive.
Do you
the glassware matching?
Well, I mean, it's probably from Shopko, $29.99.
I mean, I've got like plastic cups, like, you know.
That's what,
yeah, we got those too.
Pizza so joint. Yeah.
They're so nice. You're like, why get rid of this? It's such a great
cup.
Hey. I mean, I have one that's a Gonzaga cup that is, it's thick. It's nice. I'm like, I'm never getting rid of this. I have a Portland Trailblazer, great big one. But all of it's worn off. You can't really see anything on the cup anymore. But I'm like, don't care.
It's
one of my favorite cups.
Yep. Yeah. I have souvenir cups from T-Mobile, from Lumen, from Kraken's.
Yeah.
Right. I ate dinner last night, and I drank out of a Zorba's pizza plastic glass. Steve will know that because it's up in northern Minnesota.
Yeah.
A Zorba's plastic glass and a Wiggles bowl.
Wow.
That is cute.
Yeah.
That is cute.
And I'm like, we don't have children.
Why do you have a Wiggles bowl?
Well, because we had it and we never kept it.
And children will come back. According to my wife, there will be children back in this house at some point.
And I was like, that's about the right size for the soup that I'm going to eat as far as portion goes. So I grabbed the Wiggles bowl and sat down with the plastic glass. I'm like, I'm a grown up. I'm a big boy now.
Yeah, you are.
I had dried Chex Mix in a Peppa Pig bowl the other day.
Atta boy.
I'm an adult, too.
Here we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be alone in this.
No, it was pink.
Of course it was. You're like, this is a nice bowl.
It's perfect size.
It'll never break either. That's the beauty of the ones that were semi-cheap.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
It'll last forever. I was thinking about this today when, I thought about it last night first because your wife does decorating by season?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So my wife last night, she had to get rid of the Halloween stuff. She's like,
absolutely.
She's like, I got to get this out of here. It looks dumb, you know? And I started thinking, I think Halloween might be the one that when it's done, you're like, no, get out. I'm done with Halloween. Get out of it. Because like Thanksgiving, you're okay with it for a while. Christmas, obviously, you're okay with it for a while. But for some reason, Halloween, you're like, get out of here.
There is some finality to it. And I guess I hadn't thought about it and how it doesn't translate to the other holidays. You're right.
You just want it
over. It stays up for a while. But we now,
Are you in fall?
See?
Yeah, you can still have pumpkins.
Right. There were some of them. I was like, okay, so what do you want to do up front? What do you mean? I was like, well, I'm going to get rid of the sign that says trick or treat.
Right.
I'm going to get rid of the sign that says happy Halloween because that day is over.
Get out of here.
Yep. But then do you want to keep the little figurine or the scarecrows and the hay bale and that other stuff?
That's fall, Steve.
Yes, we can for another few weeks.
Right, exactly.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know what to keep. And what about those pumpkins? Oh, pumpkins are good in November.
Pumpkins are fall.
Aren't those just at the end? Don't they? We eat the seeds and we say bye-bye?
Yeah, but not the ones carved like that, though.
Gosh,
specifically like that.
There's decorations that have been up for weeks.
Yep.
That they made the cut, and they're going to stay up for another couple of weeks. And then there are some decorations, put them in a box.
Halloween-related has to go.
Trick-or-treat or anything like that. You're out of here.
Get away.
The scary stuff gone.
Yep. Yeah, but fall, you can keep that up for a few
more. It's harvest season.
I'm so glad I'm not alone.
I think it's so final, too, because it is the end of a month.
Yeah.
Always the end of a month. You go to November, and it's like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. And really, you start to gear up for... I think why it's okay to leave Thanksgiving stuff up, it's officially this like start of the holidays.
Yeah, for sure.
And so you're just like, we're from here until
and you might not be ready for Christmas yet.
Yeah.
You know, but for your decorations.
How many of us on Thanksgiving weekend make that? I mean, 100%. It has to be that weekend.
Oh, by that Sunday.
Oh yeah.
They're better be done.
Yeah, they're better not be. I mean,
fa la 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 la.
Yeah.
You know what?
In my house, it's traditional that we go on Friday.
Yeah.
To get a Christmas tree. So on my house, it is very definite.
It is very.
Now that you've mentioned that, that's true.
And then it can stay up for, it still looks good. Oh, it's still alive.
Certainly.
It still smells good. But it's February. Yep. I know, but it still looks good.
See, I take advantage of it.
It's winter.
I don't decorate any other season. I don't
except
have
for Christmas?
A wife. So I do not decorate for anything except for Christmas.
Yeah.
So when I live my Christmas tree
that's
up,
fair.
I'm like, wow. This is just leaving it up because I don't decorate any other
it
time
looks
so
good
I can
there.
Have this
it's
one
a plant.
Longer.
Yeah, yeah. At that point, yeah, you take away the Christmassy
it.
Part of it.
Sure.
And, yeah,
just take the lights down, and in May, you're like, look at that. I have an evergreen in my living room.
Look at that.
Hey, do you do pumpkin seeds?
I love them.
Do you cook them out of the pumpkins?
Oh, yes.
Even so, like, do you have uncarved pumpkins at this particular moment?
Nope.
Oh, you already did it.
We want the seeds. I could hardly wait.
I was going to say, because I saw a hack that's making its way around the internet for cleaning the inside of a pumpkin. Have you seen that one?
No.
You use a mixer.
Yuck. Too much work.
But it's supposed to be less work.
I just get my hand in there. Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
I love it. Just scrape the insides.
What are you using to scrape? One of those special pumpkin scrapers?
$12.99 scrapers that you buy that say, this is specifically for pumpkins.
I kind of want to try the mixer thing.
Really? How do you get the mixer in the top, though? That seems
well, you cut the hole. Duh.
But a big hole.
I mean, okay.
And then you got to get it on the sides, and it's just going to rip that thing apart. I don't like the idea. But I want you to try
it. I want to watch. You just take it and pull all the stuff off the,
off the mixer.
Boy,
yeah.
The kids are not going to fight over the beaters there.
No,
not at all.
Lick the
Can
beaters.
I lick it? No, sure. Go for it.
Yum, yum. Oh, my gosh. It's good to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
And see you Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Not sooner. All right.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's a song that you wish you'd written?
Kevin James.
Happy birthday. Imagine the residual.
Ah, wow. That's a good answer.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, yeah. Time to play, Kevin.
Money.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot. Jen, what are you up to?
Getting ready for work.
What time do you have to be there?
10:15.
Oh, that's an interesting start time. How far is the drive?
Oh, just a few minutes.
Well, so you've got enough time to play to try to win some money.
Oh, yes.
How was the weekend for you?
I worked all weekend, but it was a good weekend.
You did? Oh. Was it you normally work weekends, or was that something different?
No, my schedule's just kind of all over the place.
So. Okay. And what are your thoughts on the falling back with the clock thing?
I like it.
You do like it?
Well, I like it, but I don't like that it gets early so early.
Dark in the 4 o'clock hour is not your favorite.
Yeah, but I don't mind the morning part of it.
Is it? You'll have to pardon me. I don't know. What time did the sun come up today? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I was probably sleeping.
Let me see. Let me look. I don't blame you. I mean, why would you get up if you don't have to?
Yeah.
Oh, 6:41. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty early. Well, let's see if we can. I know. And let me see. I think the sunset is 4:30. 4:26.
Is that right?
Oh, that's cool.
Yuck. All right, well, let's see if we can't get you some money. Let's play.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
All right, Jen, so here's the deal. I'm going to give you the clue. The clue is that the jackpot is worth more than $477. What do you think it's worth?
$502.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is...
All right, that's the number we're looking for. We're looking for 502, fingers crossed. If it's 502, she wins it.
$488.
Oh, 488, dang it. Well, I guess the good news is it's going to continue to grow, and Jim will have your next chance to play at 3:30 this afternoon, all right?
Great, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Jen, you too, thank you so much. Well... there you go. Now you know.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
All right. So, again, this afternoon at 3:30, more than $488. Isn't that what it was, $488?
Yep.
More than $488.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Okay, Kevin.
Jay. When I saw this clip, I thought of you instantly.
You did?
You and I have had quite a few conversations about this subject.
Ooh.
Because I used to have someone in my life who was very, 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 very bad at it.
That's a lot of berries.
And you still have somebody in your life that I think is pretty bad at it.
Okay.
So let's see if this rings a bell.
Is it just me or does anyone else have that one friend that does not care how they type in their text? And it has to be your job to figure out what they're trying to say.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, my wife's texting is usually in some sort of hurry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my wife's life is in some sort of hurry. I mean,
absolutely.
She just has a lot to do and a very short time to do it. So she just gets close. And a lot of times.
Does she?
No. A lot of times she'll text and then never even, like, doesn't try to fix it.
Oh, no, there's no fixing,
doesn't,
right?
Makes no effort. In fact, I guarantee you that she not only when she types it, she's not checking to see what it says, nor is she checking after she sent it to go, ah, dang it.
No.
There is
because
no
they're in
proofreading.
Such a hurry. Yeah, they're just in a hurry, and it's like, I've sent this. There. You've got the message. Now I'm moving on to whatever's next in my day.
Yeah, you've gotten some sort of message.
And you look and you go,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that could mean Costco.
Oh, no, that one she gets right.
Oh, that one she doesn't mess up?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's auto-correcting anything that starts with CO to Costco. I mean, if there's anything.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
The one that gets right.
Oh, man, we got to go to a company picnic. We got to go to a Costco picnic. I'm like, what? What's a Costco picnic? I don't know what that means.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Hey, I'll be coming home early. Hey, I'll be Costco home early. What? Okay, I don't know.
Do you have anyone in your life that does this, Steve?
In my life?
Yeah.
Do you have anyone in your life, Steve?
No.
Okay.
So, no.
How's your dad texting? Is he meticulous or is he not? Is he more carefree and whatever?
He likes to sign his texts occasionally.
Sign?
Like.
So he has his. Does he have a signature on every text or he'll just say, signed Daddy-O?
No, he likes to do the DOD, which stands for Dear Old Dad.
Really?
That's great.
It's just occasionally, not all the time.
Is it based on like the sincerity or the importance of the message?
Or is it more ransom? Importance.
Oh, really? Important.
Yeah.
I could see it being sarcastic too.
I don't know if he's ever done it out of sarcasm. I think it's legit.
Has he ever done anything out of sarcasm?
Oh, sure.
I mean, I know he's a funny person. I just didn't know, you know, if the humor translates into texting.
Yeah.
What percentage of our morning show text thread is humor? Kevin?
Boy.
Or sarcasm?
90?
It's that high?
I mean, it's at least 80.
Holy cow. Well, good to know.
I don't know if I ever look back at it. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have two Seahawk ones, a Gonzaga one, the Coyote Country one, 509 one.
Kevin James.
Yeah, that's too much.
No.
All the Carl hats.
It's great
hats.
Because there's at least a chance that I can find one each time I need one.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coyote Country app is there for you. You can download it for free.
Final thoughts.
Okie doke. Steve-o.
You ever feel like you didn't fully take advantage of something?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that this weekend with that extra hour that we get, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, gonna sleep in, all that stuff. I'm thinking this like a week ago.
Right.
And then this weekend, well, I pretty much slept the entire weekend. So I feel as though I didn't get to take full advantage because I wasn't feeling too
good. You would have done it anyway is what you're saying.
Yeah. So I really didn't take full advantage of the best part of what daylight savings has to offer.
Which is an extra hour sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
You still did get it, technically.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So that's a positive.
Yeah, but I don't like being optimistic.
That is also true.
Final thoughts.
I prefer to be half empty whenever possible.
Yeah, it's much better that way.
Steve, it's funny that you bring that up because it was darn near, it was like 11 o'clock on Saturday night. And I thought, what do I want to do? for some reason, I was kind of awake, and I just thought, well, I could go to bed. And then that's when I remembered, oh, we set the clocks back tonight. And I thought, I am not going to bed at 10.
Right.
Because then in my head, it was only 10 o'clock.
Yeah, for sure.
So I thought, well, I'm going to go pop some popcorn, and I'm going to come back in
there
here, and
go.
I'm
going
to find something to watch on TV. I wish I remember what I watched.
Dang it.
Didn't take full advantage of it.
Oh, it was Yellowstone, yeah.
Well, so we were doing the same thing at the same time. That's crazy, yeah.
Same episode?
Let's see. That would have been season 5, episode... Either 4 or 5, maybe.
Okay, I only saw season 5, episode 1.
Oh.
And then somehow ended up back on season 3. And never,
and never recovered.
It's an interesting way of
I tried to find season 5 again and couldn't even find it. So,
oh boy, yeah.
I was like, well, whatever. I just wanted to get a little Yellowstone back in my life to see if I was like, okay, I'm into this show.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're ready. You're not ready. You're
not
almost
ready yet. I will watch the rest of season 5.
I think it's important.
The first half, moving into this.
I just keep wondering what's going to happen now that, well, you've probably seen it, but there's part of what happens in the second to last episode. I'm like, how are they going to incorporate that? That just seems weird.
Final thoughts.
There was a couple things at the end of that season I remember going, well, that's dumb, but we'll see how it works out.
A little spoiler alert.
All I said was it was dumb. I didn't say it was
spoiler alert.
I watched the episode where Jimmy was riding bulls.
Oh, man, yeah.
Broke his neck and broke
his back.
That's
been a minute, yeah.
Was in the hospital.
Yeah.
His so-called girlfriend came in and...
Anyway, so...
Made sure he was healthy.
Three things I saw over the weekend that I thought, huh. The guy that paddled a pumpkin for like 7 miles down a river.
Saw that guy.
Yeah. That was like, interesting weekend. There was the guy that on Friday forgot his lunch, told his wife, I leave my lunch on the counter. Yeah, you're going to have to just stop and get some. I'll just stop at the convenience store, get a hot dog or something. Get a hot dog and a lotto ticket and $3 million.
Yes.
There's that one.
That's forget your lunch worthy.
How about that? Man. And then the one where they showed the, I don't know if you saw that, the off-duty cop that, again, I don't know how this happens, how people end up with their car on railroad tracks. But some lady was on the railroad tracks with her two kids. Did you see that?
Very unfortunate, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Car dies just the wrong time.
I guess. And then, I don't know, you panic and you can't get it going again. It's like a movie and this guy runs up and she grabs one kid, he grabs the other kid. They pull it out of the way in like 4 seconds after he gets the kid out of the seatbelt and gets the kid out of the car. The car gets smashed by the train. It was a movie.
Yeah.
It was just crazy.
That is wild.
I mean, I know you're trained in law enforcement. But picture
it's
yourself.
It's so hard to predict how fast that train's coming.
Picture yourself just driving home. And you're like, I don't know, listening to Coyote Country, your favorite song's on, you're singing, your mood is just like, man, I know it's kind of rainy and gray, but I'm in a good mood right now. And then all of a sudden, just boom, you just jump into action, run over. I mean, it's just so weird.
Yeah,
God bless them, obviously.
But. Yes, absolutely. Some people just have that ability to shut it off and do what needs to be done.
I mean, think about just driving home, where your brain is, how your mind is, your mindset, your mentality. You're done for the day. You're just kind of chilling.
Yeah. I'd probably try to bump them off the tracks.
Well, that's what I at first when I saw it, I was like, well, this guy's just going to push him off, you know? But,
like bumper cars or something?
For sure.
Okay.
And then just like, well, I don't know. I guess not. Just run over there and pull them out and the car just goes flying. I don't know, man. But you know what? Hey, God bless him.
Thank goodness.
For sure, yeah. All right, that was felt deep. Was that too deep for a final thought for you guys?
It was a little weird.
Okay, let me give you this one. When you wear a hoodie, do you ever put the strings, like, do you play with the strings on your hoodie?
Of course.
Like, what do you do with them? In your ears, in your mouth, in your nose?
Ears, yeah. I don't do it very much.
Doctor?
I mean, like, Doctor. This sweatshirt has too short of ones.
Yep, that'll do
so
it.
So I don't do much with them. I forget that they're there.
Steve, do you play with the strings? You got a hoodie on today?
Yeah, well, now you got, because you said it, Now I have to.
I feel like they're right there, and I don't know if I end up talking with my hands that are like relatively close to my chest or something. But
you
then,
do, Jay. You play with yours a lot.
And then there's the right there, and I'm like, well, I've tied them before, like in a bow. That looks dumb. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.